Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Welcome back to 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Gene Marks. And marksgroup.com, is that, did I say that right?
.net, actually. .net. And,
Marksgroup.
And Jim, I have to tell you something. You know, I love you very much, and you run a great show, but honestly, the best part about your show is the music. It's awesome.
You know, whatever it takes to get here, Gene. I know that my music is much better than my erudition and my superior intelligence. I get that. Yes, all right.
It's better than me.
I'm okay with it, Gene. Whatever it takes. and I'll tell you what, it gets the ladies here too. That's they like it too. So okay, Gene. Minimum wage. We've been talking about overtime rules, and now we concurrent with that in an adjacent movement by the Obama administration making a big move for $15 an hour minimum wage, ultimately, meaning over the next couple of years. We know that Seattle's done it. We know that the state of California's done it. We know that New York has done it. This is ridiculous. This is a doubling of the minimum wage. My question, Gene, you're a CPA. Yep. You know how statements go together. You know what it looks like when people can't make it. Where is the money going to come from?
Well, you know what the issue is? The biggest issue is that it's not an increase to minimum wage, Jim. It's an increase of all wages.
That's right. Thank you.
You got a guy working in your factory right now. He's making $15 an hour, and he's looking at minimum wage and saying, "Hey, man, I've been working here for a few years.
He earned $15.
Yeah. So I'm making
government fiat didn't give him $15.
Yeah, they increased the minimum wage to $15 an hour. What's this guy going to say?
He's saying,
minimum wage.
He's saying, when am I going to get to 20? When
That's
you make me
exactly right.
So thank you for that. Because see, here's the thing: you and I understand this because we're out here on Main Street where things are happening. What irritates me is when you get these talking heads. Talking about it on television, supposedly taking our position on this, but they never bring up what you just said, and my audience knows that I do it all the time. It's not an increase in minimum wage. It goes through the entire wage structure of the company.
Yep, all wages will be impacted.
Especially unions.
That's right. And I will tell you one other thing. I meet a lot of smart business people in what I do, way smarter than me, and I tell you, they're not going to go out of business, these people. They're not going to just take it on chin and just fold up their companies. What are they going to do? Well, a few things. If they can, they're going to raise prices, which basically means that affects all of us, that inflation.
Right.
Number two is they're going to look for more ways to invest in technology.
Bingo.
I don't believe what Wendy's just announced, like in 4,000 of their other outlets, that they're going to have self-serve kiosks. You go to CVS and Rite Aid and the supermarkets. Self-serve kiosks everywhere.
Yep.
You go to restaurants. Now,
see, minimum wage is already. We've been seeing it for 40 years.
Yep.
With gas. You don't have a pimply faced 16-year-old coming out with his first job pumping your gas because they got minimum wage out there. They can buy a swipe and go cheaper than they can pay a kid to pump your gas.
Correct.
I mean that's so, old school stuff, but it's what's happening. So you're exactly right, and the thing that people don't realize is how this is going to change things. And Gene, when in the 70s when minimum wage was increased, it actually was inflationary because it had such an impact on the pay scale, on the wages of America. It caused inflation. And one reason was because we didn't have technology.
Right.
Like we do now. Today, even small businesses, as you say, can turn to technology. And so now tell them who it hurts more than anybody.
Yep, that's exactly right. So it hurts the people. I mean, whatever employees that used to be employed by that business, if that business can replace them with a machine or software, they're going to do it. Because, again, like I said, I meet a lot of smart business owners, Jim, and they're not going out of business. They're just going to adjust.
And now we know if you accept that, folks, and that's not just mine and Gene's opinion. These are facts that have been proven over and over. Now you know that the people who talk about raising minimum wage to $15 is nothing more than a cynical political wedge move.
Yep, I agree. And this gets back to your earlier point. When you look at all the people that you said, you talk to a bunch of your listeners and they talk about raising the minimum wage. They're like, well, we already pay our people a good minimum wage. You know, I mean, this, you don't have the government tell us what to pay our people. It's just for the small percentage, a few that are out there that are taking advantage of those employees.
But,
and they really are a small percentage.
But even those people, even those, the government still wants to see this number, this arbitrary number. And Gene, I still got to ask, where do they think the money is going to come from?
Well, it's interesting, too, because I wrote just
quickly.
A couple weeks ago, in the Washington Post, there was the Business Optimism Index came out, NFIB, and optimism is down.
Yep.
It's because we're in a slow economy with very stagnant wages and income. But now all businesses are facing higher costs of minimum wages.
That's right. Gene, I need your website one more time.
Sure, Jim. It's at Marks Group, MarksGroup.net.
Hey, Gene, come back soon. Good job today.
Great speaking with you, Jim. You take care.
Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.